Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another Lesson Learned episode. And today's episode is going to be a shocker. if I'd been following me and I was listening to this, I'd be like shocked. And because honestly, I know what I'm about to tell you, and I'm shocked. So this is a big change in my life that is about to happen. And I wanted to share a little bit about what I'm doing and the lessons I've learned so far, and that I will continue to learn, that will unfold for me, and that will come back here and share with you. So this is actually not the end of this topic. So this is really going to be part one, and I guarantee a part two, which will be next week's episode, and there might even be a part three, but for definite sure, there's going to be two parts to this lesson learned, or let's call it lessons learned. But I also want to reference an episode that I had, episode 246, which was called The Invisible Staircase, and I want to reference that because it was a great concept that I learned in a book I recently read. And if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it now before you listen to this episode, because this is exactly what I was talking about in that episode, that we have an invisible staircase. Our life is an invisible staircase, and we can only see the steps that we've taken. We can't see the steps ahead of us. And when we move up the staircase, things will that we couldn't have conceived of will appear in our life, and that we sometimes get scared of going up that staircase. We might not want to take the next step because we're crappy at predicting what can happen. We fear the worst. And in this case, that was part of me taking the step that I'm going to talk about. And we think we can see where that step's going to take us. And it's usually just not a good place. It's the worst place. And again, I refer you back to that episode because I use examples of this and talk about research and how the human brain works and why that's our nature. But we think we can see, and we really don't have it right. And this is such a great example that I'm about to share with you of that. I predicted that this would not be the case. And something the most beautiful thing has happened. All right. So, this is it. Are you ready? Drum roll. I don't have any drums, but I have fingers. I am returning to the world of corporate America. If I had said that 3 months ago without knowing what I know now, I probably would have been sick to my stomach because, you know, I've given corporate America kind of a bad name because I am an entrepreneur. I define myself as an entrepreneur. And number one, to go back to corporate America, I would used to have thought and perceived it as failure in my business. But I don't choose to look at it that way anymore. And I would have looked at the staircase, that the invisible staircase that I hadn't gone up yet. I would have told you that I can't fulfill my purpose if I go back to corporate America, because the steps that I'd taken up to that point, I hadn't lived my purpose in those jobs. Well, and I beg to differ now that I know what I know about what lights me up, is that there were jobs way in my past that did fulfill me and that I did feel were my purpose. And this job that I'm going to be doing is very similar to those jobs that lit me up. It's the last couple of jobs that I hated so much that sucked the soul out of me that turned me off to this whole idea of corporate America. And so that's one of my lessons is, oh my gosh, my perspective has shifted. And it's given me this new enlightenment about the possibilities that purpose can be fulfilled in many different ways. And we only can see what our experience, our lived experience, and what we've seen others perhaps. And so I haven't had that experience, or it hasn't been recent. And I love what I do as a coach. And so I never thought that this would be a stair on my invisible staircase. And here I am starting a new job on Monday. So I want to talk on this episode about what led to the step, what led me to take this step, because I want to be totally honest. I'm going to be super, like, I'm real. You're going to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. And then how it went down, which is pretty incredible. And if you don't think the universe has our back, you just wait to hear this story. And that's one of the lessons that I can share to you as well. And then I'm going to talk about some other lessons that I'm realizing have come from this so far. And again, I want to share some more once I start my job, because it's going to be a whole new world for me from what I've been living the last couple of years, 2.5 years. And actually before that, because before that I was doing my job, I had my business and I had started my program, but I was juggling it, you know, with my corporate job. And I've done that before and I know I can do it again. So what led to this step? The bottom line is finances led to this step. And I'm just going to be really frank, is that the entrepreneur world is not for the faint of heart. It's a tough one. And you can do what you love, but you have to also know that it's, when you run your own business, it's not like having a job. You actually have to pay people. You have expenses. You have to pay for software. You have to pay for advertising. There is a lot of things that go into a business, and you can make revenue, and there's this thing called profit. And that's when you make more than you spend in your business. And so my business is not profitable enough to sustain the expenses at this time. So that's reality. And if you are someone who is listening and you're in that place, I totally get you. And I totally know, I want you to know just what sometimes people look at me. I know that my students, because we had this conversation, and when my students were struggling, and I shared the story, I hadn't actually gotten this job yet, but I shared with her that I too was, you know, had some challenges financially, and I was interviewing for a job. And so, and it was really, I think for her, kind of validating, because she was feeling like she was the only one who was struggling with this, and that there was something wrong with her, because, you know, this has been her hardest year financially. And it's like, no, let's be honest with each other. And so I am just so happy that I'm going through this, because if I can be open about it, then it's going to help somebody else. It's going to help somebody else maybe shift their perspective about what it means. Because everything is really that we go through, and however we judge it, we put the meaning on it and what it means. And so we can choose differently to have a different meaning. And so this meaning to me, and the choice that, okay, finances are making me have to go back to corporate America, instead of looking at that as a negative, it's like, what is the opportunity? What is the lessons that I can learn, that I can share? And so initially, let me tell you, I should probably finish with the finances aspect. So I'm not in the profit margin place where I can sustain my business. And so I'm pulling out of savings and to the point where it's getting uncomfortable. And I don't want to put myself in the position. I don't want to put my husband in that position. I'm being an adult about it. I'm not going to sweep it under the rug. I'm not going to make us move or lose our house. We're fine. We're fine. I have like a year runway, honestly, but I don't want to get to that point. I don't want to get to that point. And so I just started percolating on this idea of, okay, I probably need to go look for a corporate job. And the other thing that I want to say about entrepreneurship in general that you could probably relate to if you have your own business is that marketing is not my cup of tea. Marketing, and in fact, when I worked in my corporate jobs in the past, I had a lot as a project manager. I worked with marketing people. And some of the things that the marketing people did, they didn't sit well with me. So I'm kind of actually resistant to some types of marketing. And so marketing is not my passion. It's not what lights me up, but you have to learn how to be a really good marketer to have a successful business and particular online business. So it's something that I'm learning, gaining knowledge in, and getting better at. And I'm going to continue to do that because I want to continue to have my coaching business. I want to continue to bring students into my program because, you know, honestly, it's life-changing. I just finished a new group of a 6-week base. I call it my base group. And then I have some that are going through an additional 6 weeks. And just the transformations are amazing. It's just so fills me up so much, but that's the coaching aspect, not the marketing aspect. And so marketing is not my favorite thing. So anyways, if I was a really good marketing person, maybe I wouldn't be in this position, but that is okay because I'm very excited about this invisible staircase that I'm walking up now. Well, we're always walking up an invisible staircase, but I'm very excited about the step that is now a known step. It was invisible 2 months ago, but now it's a known step. And so I'm excited to like where it's going to lead. So anyways, all right. So that's what led to the taking the step is finances, essentially. And how it went down is really an incredible story. So, and then after I finish how it went down, I'll just wrap up with the lessons that I've learned so far. So how it went down is I put it out into the universe. I basically, you know, I had the thought because everything starts with a thought, right? So I had this thought in my mind, I need to do something. I need to bring some income in. Maybe I need to go back and polish off my project management skills and get back to, you know, a corporate job. And I didn't do anything, which is interesting. And if you know anything about human design, and it's something that I've learned about in the past year, and it's very interesting. So if you don't know anything about it, you can Google it. There's a book. I just ordered a book by the person who invented human design to learn more about it on a deeper level. I kind of know it about it at kind of a very basic level. But I also did an episode back in last year with Sarah Atkins, and it's episode 189, if you want to listen to that first. And she talks about the five types. So, but I know my type is called manifesting generator. And you don't know how to have to know about human design to understand what I'm going to tell you, because I'll explain it. But for my human design, and really what human design is all about is it has to do with your birth date, your birthplace, and your birth time. So it has to do with, you know, who you were born to be. And so it's the way that you're meant to interact with the universe. And so if you want to manifest something, there is a way in which you really are supposed to communicate and in a way in which you're supposed to make decisions. And so honestly, I'm not smart enough to know what I was doing, but now that I know what happened, I know it was based on my human design. So I had the thought. I had a conversation with my husband. I said, yeah, I think I need to start looking at jobs. I didn't look for a job. I didn't open my laptop and do a search. I didn't update my resume. I did nothing, zero. Nothing except have the thought, which is key, because the universe can't help us if it doesn't know what we want. So you have to have the thought and the desire first. Some human design types can take action right away. So my human design type is meant to wait to receive. So you inform and then wait to receive and then you act for my human design. And guess what? That's something in my past life I never, ever did, because I am a doer. Part of my personality type is also I'm an action taker. And I don't sit around and wait. I just take action. But what happens with my human design type is that what mistake I made in the past, and there I see the pattern, is that I would force things. So I'd have this idea and then I'd be like, okay, I'm doing it. And I would never wait to receive any signs, any signals, any hints, because I thought it was me and me alone. I didn't realize that there was this universe supporting me. I didn't realize that the energy that I put out can actually be like a boomerang effect. I didn't know any of that. I didn't know anything about quantum physics and how that worked in the world and the universal laws. So maybe, just maybe, something inside of me, because I have learned these tools, knew enough to not force it. I can only hope. But it was very unusual for me to have this idea and not do anything about it. I think part of me was also like, I don't want to do that. Because my last two jobs were sucky. And so I was like, do I really want to do this? But I sat with it. Not 2 weeks. I need to go back and look at my, I'm not exactly sure when I had the thought. I know my husband and I were working on our taxes, and that was part of it. So I could probably figure out when I updated that document. But within a couple of weeks, probably within 10 days, I got a message on Facebook out of the friggin' blue from someone who I'd worked with at a job when I worked in the DC, Washington, DC area 15 years ago. 15 years ago. I hadn't worked with this person for 15 years, and she lives 2 hours away from me near where we used to work. I moved. I remarried and moved in 2009. And I have had several jobs since that job. But we're Facebook friends, as I am with a lot of my old coworkers. And she recently bought a cabin about 30 minutes from where I live. And she put in this cool pool pond. So it's a pool, a man-made pool, but it's built like a pond, and it even has koi in it. And it was so cool. And it has these amazing lights at night. And she posted on Facebook. And so I commented on her picture, that looks so cool. I want to come over and swim in it. And of course, that was a few months ago. So 4th of July weekend, she messages me out of the blue and says, hey, you and your husband want to come over and swim in the pool today? And as chance would have it, my husband and I didn't have any plans that day. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I tend to be a spontaneous person when it comes to stuff like that. If I don't have anything planned, invite me somewhere. If it's social, I'm there. So I was like, sure. My husband's social. He didn't know who these people were. She and her husband, were going to be there. And so he was like, sure, I'll go. So we went and we're sitting by the pool. And she says out of the blue, hey, what are you doing now? What are you doing these days? What's your work? What kind of work you're doing? And I told her, I was coaching, I had my own business. And she said, are you making enough money doing that? Kind of funny. It's almost like she had this ESP, right? And she said, well, you know what? We have a job that's coming open in my company and you'd be perfect for it. So would you want me to send you the information when it's posted? And I was sitting there thinking, first of all, oh, I don't know if I really want to, you know, go back to corporate. But then part of me is thinking, oh my God, this is so weird that she is bringing this up when I had just been thinking about needing to look at jobs. And I thought, heck, why not? I'm open. Why not? Wait to receive. I'm a manifesting generator. I'm supposed to inform and then wait to receive. And what the hell? Here's a sign. Here's a signal from the universe being handed right to me. And I did nothing except accept an invitation to go swim in a pool pond. That's crazy. I know what I know now. And I know I've seen evidence of it, but like, it's literally happening to me. And it was like crazy. And so that's how it went down. So a couple weeks later, she sends me the job posting, the description. And it was like it was written for me. I couldn't believe it. And guess who it's working for? AARP. And if you don't know AARP, if you don't happen to live in America, it's the American Association of Retired Persons. So it's even in my niche. It's even helping the people that I'm so passionate about helping. I mean, how crazy is that? And it's doing work that lit me up when I worked at AOL, helping them. So if you go to the AARP website, I'll be helping deliver features and benefits to people who members of AARP. So isn't it crazy that my purpose is helping specifically women over 50 live and find more purpose and have a much happier second half, like the happier second half than first half. That's kind of my tagline. Sparked second half souls. And here I get this corporate job that I never in a million years thought was possible. The invisible staircase. We predict the worst. I was predicting soul sucky jobs. And there is this job that is written for me, that was hand delivered to me by the universe. So if you think your desires aren't possible, I am 63 years old. I interviewed once with one person and I got an offer making more than I made in my last job. And I've been out of work for 2.5 years, essentially. I mean, I've been building my own business and learning a lot, but I haven't been in the corporate world. So how crazy is that? And then I got the offer. It was the easiest, most shocking experience. Nothing and exciting. I will say exciting. I have not been this excited about something in a long time. And so now I have the best of both worlds, because now I can continue to fund the business I love and am passionate about and still help those second half souls with my second half spark school and still coach the people that need help and want to transform their lives. And I can now help America, seniors of America, and come up with new ideas for their website and work with some amazing people, I'm sure. I'm excited about to be, you know, I'm almost excited to have some structure, because my day is very loosey-goosey, you know? I kind of like wake up and work, and it's hard for me to put my computer away at night. And so it's going to help be a little bit more structure. And I had my coaching business on the side before. So I know it's totally doable. And actually it's easier now because everything built before it wasn't built and I had, I was building it. And so I'm actually excited. I'm so excited about this. And so I just want you to know it's possible for you. Your dream job, whatever you want, and what you recognize will be fulfilling to you, what will bring you joy, will light you up inside, is possible. It's there. You can find it. But human design, learn your human design and learn how to interact with the universe, because holy moly, did that work? That's crazy, right? So I know now about my personality that, you know, when I have my desires, that I have to really be careful about forcing stuff, because I forced a marriage, ended up getting divorced. You know, the last job, I don't think it was when I remember interviewing for, because it was somebody that I had worked for before. And I remember we were talking about the job. I wasn't really excited about it, but I forced it and I ended up being miserable in it. So yeah, so I'm really excited that I allowed it to come to me, and the way it came to me was unimaginable. Actually, I couldn't have ever imagined that. Wasn't anything that I could have predicted. And so the lessons so far are that the first thing that I thought of is, I thought, this experience, I feel like I can help other people by just sharing and being open. Yes, it is a struggle to be an entrepreneur. It is a struggle to have your own business and to get to be profitable. So the fact that I can just be open with you about that, and to tell you that you can find, you don't have to be an entrepreneur to live your purpose. And I might have thought that for a while. I might have thought, oh my gosh, find your purpose and then find out how to make money at doing it. Easier said than done, right? I mean, you can still find your purpose and love it so much and do it, but it can still be a struggle to learn the marketing side of it. And so, but you can find it other ways. Like that to me is a huge lesson. Like, I never thought, oh, my purpose has to be doing it this way versus that way. Oh my gosh, there's another way. There's always another way. I know that. And now I'm living it. And now I actually can be evidence of it for you. And so that was lesson number one, is my openness. And I want it to help other people see that your purpose is possible no matter how old you are. You just need to be committed to finding it and stating, desiring that you find it, number one, and then pursuing it and knowing that there's multiple ways you can fulfill it, can fulfill on it. So yeah, so it shifted that perspective for me on multiple ways of skinning that cat, right? And then, yeah, the other is that the universe really does have our backs. And I just want to reiterate that. It's listening. And if you just continue to feed positivity, abundance, just feed, make sure your thoughts are, this is what I desire. There's nothing wrong with having desires. People feel guilty for having desires. Do not feel guilty for having desires. The universe wants you to be happy, does not want you to be miserable. So first of all, have desires. And if you don't even know what your desires are, stop what you're doing, sit down and just start to write. You just need to spend time in silence and journaling what just comes up in your head, because there's things buried inside of you that you're suppressing, that you're blocking because of your busy doing of whatever life you're living. If you're not happy, find what that is and then make it known. Just share it with somebody. Share in your mind. Think of it. Keep thinking of it. Don't push it away. Keep thinking about it. Keep thinking, you know, this is what need to do this. And desire to do this and see what happens. See what happens. And then be happy with what you have, right? You might not be in the perfect place, right? Now, I knew finances were tight. I knew finances were tight. And I kept finding my energy being placed there. And I was like, I don't want my energy to be placed there. And so I would sit in my little area where I always sit and do my morning routine. And I do my little plan my day. And I do my little 10-minute guided meditation, sit in that place. And I would like write down what I'm grateful for every single day. And I look outside and I think, I am so lucky. I am so happy. I love this, how beautiful it is out there. If it was raining, I was like, oh, the rain is so beautiful. Thankful for a cloudy day today. I'm thankful for, you know, these things. And so I put my mind on focus on the positive and not on the, oh my gosh, my bank account's dropping. Oh my gosh. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, because there are days where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm a little worried about this. But I chose to go there, even though I predicted that it wasn't possible. I put the thought out there. I was willing to be open to the possibilities. And I was positive. My energy is positive. I always think that that has helped me so much. When I was younger, I was telling somebody this recently. I used to think that I was lucky, but now I know that I had a really positive mother, and she always, the glass is half full, and oh, you know, lemons make lemonade, and it drove me crazy when I was a kid, but she was my role model. And so I learned to be very positive. And I had no idea how much the energy that you radiate from this positive being in the positive place, the positive thinking, the possibilities thinking, the open thinking, it will change your reality, and it will allow things to come in, and you just have to be ready for the signs as they're coming. So yeah, that's it. I am going back to corporate America Monday the 22nd. Wish me luck. Still waiting for my computer. And I will update you next Friday. I might be exhausted. I might be like my brain and head exploding, the emoji with the brain exploding. That'll be me. But I do want to reference again the Invisible Staircase episode 246 and the Human Design episode 189. And if you have any questions about human design, feel free to message me. I can share with you. Actually, I'll put the book that I ordered in the show notes as well. But it's kind of like a big book, but it has kind of a lot of information in it, and it's a great place to start, right? So learn how you can interact with the universe and manifest things and, make decisions that are better and more aligned with who you are. Who are you born to be? And it really works. I'm evidence. All right, have a great weekend. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.